880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. We are on with another edition of Freed on Business. First of all, I want to thank Jason and Sean and Al for riding around in the car with me all day long and looking at real estate and having to listen to me talk at a mile a minute while I thought about what I was going to say later on in the Straight Shot of Jim segment when I'm going to talk about commercial real estate. You're going to want to stick around for that. We're going to talk about things like multifamily land prices and their impact on the market, new equity sources for real estate, is hospitality a viable and financeable land use, and more. Then we're also going to start off the show in the 505 segment with Lauren Book. She recently, Tuesday, finished her walk up at the Capitol. She walked across the state. We're going to look back on her walk, different people she met, get some of her really interesting stories from the different experiences she had as she walked across the state of Florida for a month. And we're also going to have my old friend Rick Komotar on. We're going to talk about new treatments for brain cancer. He also studies the impact of concussions on people playing sports. Maybe we can get him to talk a little bit about that too. So stick around. We'll be right back. I want to thank the Miami Dolphins for renewing their sponsorship. And I want to thank UHealth for also renewing their sponsorship. It's a big week for Freed on Business. Oscar, take us out.
We're in the air, we're on the ground, we're always in control. And when you say Miami, you're talking Super Bowl, 'cause we're the Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins number one. Yes, we're the Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins number one.
Creating the home field advantage is very important to Miami Dolphins head coach Joe Philbin.
It's always good to have the support of your fans, you know, especially in a fourth quarter in a tight game.
Create the home field advantage for your Miami Dolphins.
It's a loud stadium. I think it's a great atmosphere, and we're real grateful to the support of our fans.
Be there to make the difference between winning and losing. Our home field advantage starts with you. One home game remains. Get your tickets now at Dolphins.com.
What does it mean when you're the first to use a patient's own stem cells to repair his damaged heart? When you're the first to develop life-saving techniques to treat a baby still inside its mother's womb? It means all at once, one health system becomes a magnet for world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine. A place where doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. That's why every year our life-saving innovations attract patients from every corner of the globe. Shouldn't we be your first choice for healthcare too? We are UHealth, the University of Miami Health System, South Florida's most advanced medical care. Learn more at uhealthsystem.com or call 1-877-243-4340.
Hey, this is Jim Freed. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, exceptional cars all. And they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for an entire year. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody. We are waiting for Lauren... Lauren to call. So as soon as Lauren calls, we will have her on. So we're waiting for that. In the meantime, we can maybe start with the straight shot of Jim. Now get ready for some unbridled power, because unbridled power is coming your way. We are getting ready right now to have a straight shot of Jim. It's going to be unbridled power coming your way. I've gone to a bunch of real estate conferences over the past couple of weeks, and I want to tell you what I've learned. First of all, let's talk about what's going on here in South Florida with land prices. Land prices are nuts. Every single person thinks that they're sitting on a gold mine or an oil well. Well, I got news for you. They're not. Most of their properties were planned under the prior origination, the prior administration, before they implemented the new Miami 21 zoning code. Well, the Miami 21 zoning code limits a lot of what was able to be built in the last cycle. Couple that with the fact that developers are not as aggressively seeking to acquire new sites for multifamily condo development, and you get a little bit of a depression on land prices. Now, that's what's going on. The land prices are not consistent with what people will pay. People will pay numbers that make sense. Landowners don't want them to, are asking for numbers that don't make sense. There's a little bit of a disconnect. How is that going to be addressed? Right now, people are working to address it by doing mixed-use developments. A site that, for instance, might have been planned for an office condo now has a small ground floor retail space, perhaps hotel as the next few levels, and then on the top of that, condo. So new uses need to be put together in order to carry the freight that one use was able to carry the weight for in the past. Now, what else have I found out? There are very few projects, if any, that are in the pipeline right now to buy. Right now, brokers who in the past had been calling to sell you properties are now calling to see if you will sell your property or if you will allow them to finance your property. There are fewer and fewer transactions in the market as they become harder to make. So many real estate professionals are having a hard time making commissions. That's making it tough on real estate professionals. You're reading about all the big deals that are happening, all the fabulous leases that are happening, all the things that are transferring. Well, it's not really everybody. It's just the top 10%. Now, Oscar, do we have Lauren out there? We have Lauren. Lauren Book coming at us. Lauren, how are you? How's your feet feel?
Oh, my feet are fine. I'm actually now walking the halls of the Capitol working on some of our legislation, and it's been a great day. Tuesday was a phenomenal day, such an exciting, hugely emotional experience, empowering, strengthened my resolve, you know, to continue to protect the children of the great state of Florida. And I'm here now pounding the halls of Tallahassee, the Capitol, working on some of our bills.
Well, I can only say that anybody who doesn't listen to you, lobby them, and then understand your position is somebody that's just out of touch with the mainstream. I know you had a bunch of themes, a weekly theme on your walk, and we talked about things like grooming and other things. Is there something that in particular you want to bring up today?
I think that the message, you know, after the walk is just empowerment and healing and hope. I met so many women and men and children on this journey, and how important it is that they remember that it's okay to tell and that you can receive hope, healing, and recovery if you just talk about the things that have happened to you. I met a young woman in Perry who was 18 years old. She was raped 5 years before. She had a 4-year-old son with her as a product of the rape and had never received counseling. She came out 2 years before and walked with us and never had the courage or the strength to introduce herself and still was too afraid to talk about those things that happened to her. And, finally this time I met her, got to speak with her. Today I just got a text message actually 20 minutes before I called in. She had an appointment. She's going to get her GED, and she's in that place and in that space. And that's really what it's about. Just everybody remembering that it's okay to tell and that you don't need to suffer in silence. In the state of Florida, you can receive free services. call our hotline and we can help refer you to those services.
Now, we're in South Florida and I've traveled the state and I was in Gainesville for school and stuff, so I sort of know where Perry is. But, you know, we're in an urbanized area and I don't know that people realize that this can happen anywhere. Where's Perry and a little more about some of the people you met out there?
Perry is actually a very, very small town with a lot of heart, about 45 minutes from Tallahassee.
Wow.
And what's crazy is that we actually, in the 2 days that we were there, we talked with over 2,000 elementary and high school and middle school students.
How wonderful.
We had 700 people come out for our community walk.
Oh.
It was such an incredible and empowering experience. And
high five.
Such a great town. It was awesome.
It sounds like it's a great town. Now we've talked about, you took your message to the small towns of Florida, to the large towns of Florida, to the highways, to the byways. I know that you meant that every single person is a universe unto themselves, but tell me another anecdotal story about one of the special souls you met while you were on the road.
Well, you know, it's all about that, the message that it's okay to tell, and
uh-huh.
I'll tell you too if I can.
Yes.
The first day of the walk, we were in Key West, not an hour into the walk, when we stopped at our halfway point at Publix for that day, and a cheerleading coach stopped me. One of her ninth grade cheerleading kids had been raped the week before.
Oh.
During spring break. And she had just been shopping at Publix, and we were able to connect her with the Rape Crisis Center there. We were able to have that young lady make an appointment with Christina's Courage. That young lady's father has since emailed me during the time that we were on the walk, and she's received services.
Lauren, you got, where are your angel wings? I see you, and I don't see the angel wings. Where do you hide them?
It's all what we have to do. It's my responsibility to really, I feel, help people through this process. I know what a dark, horrible place living in that shame and embarrassment can be, and it's so important that we shine light in those dark places. Predators and offenders thrive in the darkness.
Well,
we need to shine a light.
We need to shine a light in the dark places. We need to shine a light in the dark places. And the other theme that you use a lot is don't miss the signs. What are some of the signs people should look for, Lauren?
Well, in young children, regressive behaviors, thumb sucking, bedwetting, withdrawn behaviors. If a child was once very gregarious and now they're very afraid to talk to people, that's a sign that something may be amiss. Broken bones, bruises for older children, unexplained money and presence. If children startle easily, night terrors and nightmares, those are all things that that something may be wrong. And, you know, we did come across a case while we were in Tallahassee where a young child was, you know, having the thumb sucking, and they hadn't had a problem with that before, had some nightmares, was having accidents and excessive masturbation as well. And we were able to help the center that we were actually with at that time, which was an educational center, you know, call the hotline and go through that process. But not missing the signs is such an important piece, because we need to be the voice for the voiceless as adults in children's lives.
Now, we talk about being a voice for the voiceless and shining a light in the dark places, and that it's okay to tell. You're walking the halls of Tallahassee. It's a very conservative place. It's a place where they'll tell you maybe they have a surplus this year, but they want to give it to the people that have had zero increases that are state employees. What are you lobbying for? When you go into the halls, what are you asking for this year, Lauren?
Right now, we're working on victimless prosecution for young victims. So that initial interview done at a child advocacy center, if the child is 11 and older, is considered child hearsay. So a child has to go into court and testify.
Uh-huh.
So that's one of the pieces that we're working on. We're also working on something that would prevent sex offenders or predators from being released on bail. They'd have to come for a first appearance. And some other things, funding for the Florida Council Against Sexual Violence. So we're very busy. I have just another week, about May 3rd, and then we can take a break.
Now, when you're up there and you're lobbying Tallahassee, who can possibly say no to your issues? And I want you to hold that thought. Pretend that you're lobbying me. We're going to take a real short break, and then we're going to come back. We're going to come back in just a minute, and I want you to tell me what you're telling the lobby, the people that are actually, you got to lobby. Because I got to figure, you walk in the door, you hand me my piece of proposed legislation or whatever it is that you want me to take a look at. I already know who you are, so I've got to be predisposed to voting yes for whatever your issue is. So we're going to come back, and we're going to hear what the objections are that people have and how you overcome them. Lauren Book, Hero for America's Children. We're going to be right back after this short break. Stick with us, can you, Lauren?
Yes, I can.
Thank you so much.
Excited for football. It's the draft pick's time to meet their new teammates. It's time for the veterans to again start running in the South Florida sun. It's your time to plan Sundays this fall. Are you ready? Well, we are, because Miami, it's our time. All tickets on sale now at Dolphins.com. Get the best seats at the best prices at Dolphins.com.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey everybody, this is John Mahoney with SocialMedia305.com. Many of you might know us as the online voice for the Freedom Business Radio Show. And what we do, we provide you access to your community using social media platforms. Now we know most businesses are looking to take advantage of this and stay in touch with their community and their customers, but they're not quite sure what platforms to use or even when to use them. We can help you overcome this hurdle. We know where the market is, how to find them, how to track the conversations, and most importantly, how to engage your brand. You can reach us at any time at 305-710-2273. Again, call us at 305-710-2273 or feel free to drop us an email at contact@socialmedia305.com. Again, that's contact@socialmedia305.com.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, Miami, like the Dolphins said, it's our time. Go to Dolphins.com, get your tickets, join me and everybody who's a Dolphin fan. It's coming back, 8 o'clock tonight. Draft starts the new season, the new year for the league. Let's rock and roll. We're back here. We've got Lauren Book. Lauren has spent the last few weeks walking the state of Florida to bring awareness to the problem of child sexual abuse. She finished her walk earlier this week in Tallahassee. Now she's up walking the halls of Tallahassee, lobbying for bills to protect Florida's children. We're going to talk right now as though I'm a legislator, and Lauren's in, walking into my office, lobbying me. Hello, Ms. Book, how are you? What do you got for me this year?
Well, this week we provide them with the language of what we're trying to do, and
right.
We really just tell them the stories. I'm actually standing in front of Representative Matt Gaetz, who's been a wonderful champion of ours with my dad, and we're working really hard right now on trying to keep children safe from child molesters and predators. And so it's really just about how we can make it work and trying to convince the populace in the legislature, in the Senate, in the House, how important it is that we keep kids safe. And sometimes there's a cost associated with that, and sometimes no matter what that cost is, the cost of not doing it is greater.
I got to believe that the cost of to our society of not doing something is very significant between counseling, incarceration, crime costs, just the lack of productivity that a person may have. This is an enormously important issue. Now that the walk is over, you're gonna finish up in Tallahassee, I guess, this week or next. What's on tap for the rest of the year?
We are going to be working on educational initiatives with Lauren's kids, working on creating a standard first through fifth grade curriculum in schools throughout the state of Florida with the Monique Burr Foundation. And we are just so excited to continue the work to prevent sexual abuse. And we're going to, as I said a couple weeks ago, I think we got one more good walk in us. So start planning the next walk and just working on all of those things that we're doing to continue to keep children safe.
Now, who's Monique that this is named after?
Monique Burr was a wonderful child advocate. It's an organization out of Jacksonville. And so we're working really hard to make sure that we can protect and educate our children.
I've got to believe that this is sort of a fragmented situation before somebody like you got involved to wrap up all of the different alliances and other groups that had been active on this. Is that one of the things that you do while you're on your walk, is kind of tie some of the agencies and not-for-profits together that are involved with this issue?
I think it's important that we all work together to end a huge problem like child sexual abuse. And that's why, you know, we've partnered with the Department of Children and Families, the Florida Council Against Sexual Violence, why we partner with other organizations like the Monique Burr Foundation. Very important that we all work together. We lock arms and surround children, and it's not about, you know, everyone's different agenda. It's about keeping kids safe.
Well, I can't imagine how anybody has an agenda other than keeping our most prized possessions safe, our future, the people that make America and the world great coming up. Now, hopefully we'll get you in the studio when you get back down to Miami. If somebody in Miami has knowledge of a child that's being abused, or perhaps a child is... We're lucky enough to have them listening today. What are some of the places that they can go for resources here in Miami-Dade and South Broward?
Well, right now, you know, if you suspect that a child is being abused, you must call that hotline. And I was really excited during the commercial break to actually hear our commercial for Don't Miss the Signs. And that's calling the 1-800-96-ABUSE hotline. You can call our hotline, and we will be able to refer you to services in that area. You know, being from Miami-Dade, there are wonderful facilities there, like Christie House, the Nancy Jo Cotterman Sexual Assault Treatment Center. So there are facilities, Mohair, down south, and we will be able to provide you with those referrals.
Now, this is a problem that cuts across all sections of our community, vertical in the high rises, horizontal over in the central part of the city. Are there any neighborhoods that are more particularly vulnerable to this particular type of predator? Because I don't think that this knows a class distinction.
It doesn't. And one of the reasons that it was so important that I speak out about my abuse was that there was a perception, a myth, that it happened in those neighborhoods or in those schools. And I wanted to show people that it happened in the private schools and in gated communities to kids with blonde hair and green eyes, that it happened in temples, and it also happens in mosques and churches. It doesn't matter. The greatest risk factor of being a victim of child sexual abuse is being a child. And we all know that it shouldn't hurt to be a child, and that's why it's so important that we continue to do the things that we're doing every day.
I think it's important because many people may not believe it. They'll say, oh, that doesn't happen in our town, or that doesn't happen in my neighborhood, or that could never happen to my kid. And that's just where it starts. That, to me, is where the predators hide.
Absolutely. And as we already said, they can thrive in that darkness and that shame and embarrassment and really in that ignorance, that people believe that that's the case, and it's not.
Well, you had said earlier that people must call if they suspect a child is being abused. Now, that's not an ethical thing. That's a legal thing, right?
Correct. If you don't report a child that you suspect is being abused, it's a felony.
Now, what we've given a bunch of reasons and a bunch of things that people can do, and I want to take a minute. I want people to go get a pen, a paper. We're going to go through a variety of websites, phone numbers, places you can go. Go get your pencil. Go get your paper. Okay, Lauren, run down your list. You've got it in your head. I know you've got it all there. So let's go. Let's tell people what they can do.
Well, the DCF hotline, which is if you suspect that a child is being abused, that you must call, is 1-800-96-ABUSE. Our hotline is 1-877-LKIDS-01. You can go to our website at lawrencekids.org to learn more about Lawrence Kids and our different initiatives throughout the state during the year. And go to our website, don'tmissthesigns.org, to take our pledge, to pledge your eyes and your voice to protect our children. Okay. And I want to thank you again so much for allowing us throughout the entire walk to call in and talk about all of the things that we've seen and been doing. Because as we've always talked about, 95% of sexual abuse is preventable with education and awareness. And you are hoping for us to move the needle forward.
Listen, we love you, Lauren. We've got two more minutes. I started with the numbers because I wanted the numbers to be out there. I want to go through some of the signs again. Give us some of the signs that people should be looking for that are tip-offs that a child is being abused. Go.
Like we talked about, unexplained bruises, different, sometimes broken bones, children who startle easily, for older children, money or gifts that you as a parent did not purchase for that child. Regressive behaviors such as thumb sucking and bedwetting. If a child is having night terrors or nightmares, those are all signs that something is going on. And as we also said, excessive masturbation in young children, a downturn in grades. If a child is afraid of a certain individual that they didn't once have a problem with, those are all signs that something is amiss and that you really should investigate as a parent.
Well, Lauren, you're an absolute American hero. You're a treasure for our community. You're somebody that every parent should be aware of, every child should be thankful for, and every American should be proud to have you here as an American. I know you're going to be coming back to South Florida, and when you get to South Florida, I want to make sure you come in and do a live segment with us. Vivian wants to give you a big hug. Johnny wants to give you the big high five. All the people here in the studio want to meet who our latest American hero is and who's setting the bar are very high for public service here in South Florida. Lauren Book, one of America's true heroes, out there plugging for people that don't have a voice, for some of America's weakest individuals. Lauren Book, you may thank me for having you on the show. I want to thank you for having the courage to do what's important for us and America's powerless. Thank you so much. God bless you, Lauren Book.
Thank you so much, and I look forward to coming into the studio and spending some time with you and Vivian.
Can't wait to see you, Lauren. God bless.
Have a great day.
You too, dear.
Thanks,
go get.
Guys.
Oh, you're welcome. And hey, go get that bill passed. Don't let them let you get out of there without that bill.
We're working on it.
Knock them dead.
I'm lucky to have Matt Gaetz on my side.
No, he's top of the line from what I hear. We'll be back after this. Oscar, take us out.
We're jamming, jamming, and I hope you like jamming too. Ain't no rules, ain't no vow, we can do it anyhow. I and I will see you through. 'Cause every day
All right, you had Lauren Book, one of the most powerful people in the state of Florida, if not by anything other than her force of will. And you know, it's a good business to give your customers what they want. And the Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, Range Rover, Volvo, and Jaguar, they know this too, and that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased my two Infinities from them, I knew I was getting the best prices because they guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and even a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for a whole year. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage too. Add in the exceptional service they deliver and you'll see why they've been in business for over 3.5 decades. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child.
It's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
It's the time of year when everybody is getting excited for football. It's the draft picks' time to meet their new teammates. It's time for the veterans to again start running in the South Florida sun. It's your time to plan Sundays this fall. Are you ready? Well, we are, because Miami, it's our time. All tickets on sale now at Dolphins.com. Get the best seats at the best prices at Dolphins.com.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Hey, it's Jim Freed, and you know, I got a secret. And you know, if I'm talking on radio and I got a secret, it ain't much of a secret. And my secret is that those Dolphin ads just get me hot. My palms are sweating. I cannot wait to hit the clicker and watch the draft and watch how the Dolphins continue to rebuild their lineup and bring us entertainment. I know Johnny and I, we went to a whole bunch of games last season. We're going to go to more. I know they're wiring up that stadium. Johnny will be able to tweet the entire game and also do some Instagram. I'll be giving him some high fives when the Dolphins play my favorite song. Now, while we wait for Dr. Rick Komotar to give us a call, he's probably out there doing some kind of open craniotomy or something. Let's go back to giving that straight shot of Jim that we were talking about. Now, I've been going to a whole bunch of real estate conferences and getting a whole bunch of different perspectives, and I'd like to share some of those with you. Now, some of the things that I want to talk about include we got Rick there just when I was getting all ready. Yeah, he's there. All right, Oscar's gonna have to hold on for some of my real estate stuff. We've got Rick Komotar holding on the phone. Oscar's getting them all queued up, teed up. We've got Rick Komotar. Hey, Rick Komotar, how you doing? Welcome back to the show, buddy. High five.
Jim, what's going on?
Oh, man, I'm just cooking like hot grease. The Dolphins are back, which means that there's a bunch of cranial impacts going to start to occur. We'll hopefully talk about that a little later in the segment, or perhaps get you back on another show to talk about the impact of sports collisions on brains. But let's talk about what you've been doing lately. What's this new laser technique that you have to eradicate brain cancer?
This is a new technique that came out in the last 2 to 3 years. It's used at about 10 medical centers throughout the country. It's a minimally invasive procedure where you stick a laser catheter deep into the brain. These are for difficult to access tumors that cannot be operated on otherwise. And then using heat therapy, using a laser, you can heat up the tumor from the inside out and essentially cook it and kill the tumor. This is something which has been shown to work. It's still very early, but it has had promising results. And it's for patients who have, again, deep-seated tumors that are not operable, that have failed other therapies and have run out of options.
Well, here's a quick question. You know, I've had MRIs, and sometimes they've been quite comprehensive, and it starts to boil you at a certain point. Is somebody going to feel a discomfort from this? Or are they going to feel their brain cooking?
No, this is done with the patient asleep and under general anesthesia, and the brain doesn't have any pain sensors, so you should not feel pain during the procedure.
Now, we talked the last time you were on about some of the other oncological treatments, and I don't know if that's really a word or not, that you've been using on the brain. How's it coming with some of those other cutting-edge treatments that you've been doing there?
It's been good. We have several clinical trials, which we're starting up. Clinical trials are really the way to advance brain cancer therapy. We have two or three very promising clinical trials, a couple which use vaccines. And the word vaccine essentially means that we take out the patient's tumor and then using their own tissue, using their own cells from their tumor, you can create a vaccine which you give back to the patient as a simple flu shot. And the goal is to really augment the immune system such that the patient fights their own cancer. And so those clinical trials are still ongoing, and they've had very promising results. And so we slowly move up from phase one to phase two and from phase two to phase three. And the goal is to ultimately make it standard of care, but that's not in the foreseeable future, maybe 4 or 5 years down the road.
Yeah, I was reading about how one of the issues that they had is that sometimes the cancer, and I'm not a doctor, mutates, and then it may not be as effective or something. Is that sort of what you're seeing, or is what's going on with that?
Yeah, the issue is that these tumors tend to have different components to it. So you're making the vaccine from certain proteins, and these tumors are very, very different. So you have patients who, you know, every single patient's tumor is different, and within that tumor there are different parts. And so you really have, you know, you have the main challenge is making a vaccine which is towards that patient's tumor, and over time that tumor changes. And so it's almost like hitting a moving target. You have to make sure that the vaccine is really focused on that patient's tumor and at that particular time.
Well, you mentioned hitting a moving target, so let's talk about sports concussions for a second then. You know, what's going on in that field? You see, you know, the NFL players, 4,200 of them are suing the NFL. You watch a soccer match and you hear about people getting shy about heading the ball because of potential sports concussions. I know people can fall off a bike and probably get a concussion. What is this? I mean, you see all these guys starting to kill themselves, saving their brains. How do we prevent sports concussions while still being able to maintain a society of active adults?
I think the main issue is that we're starting to realize that you don't have to lose consciousness in order to have a concussion. I think back in the day, people used to think that you had to black out, that you had to be unconscious. And what we're realizing is that the vast majority of concussions don't actually have a loss of consciousness. So even if someone doesn't have a blackout, if they have a strong head hit, you can still have severe side effects. And so that's the main issue, is that we're realizing that even hits that used to seem trivial, they add up over time. And so these people who have these chronic conditions, you're starting to notice that it's not really one major hit, but it's the subtle head injuries that accumulate over 5, 10, 15 years that ultimately have that long-term chronic effect.
Sort of like the guys butting heads at the offensive line, not having the big head cracking, but having the continuing knocking.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. So I think it's typically worse to have, let's say, 50 small head hits that where you don't lose consciousness than, let's say, 4 or 5 where you totally black out. So that's the thought, is that the multiplicity of the trauma which occurs in these sports is what really gets these players down the road.
Now, you've got a lot of parents out there. Their parents are looking to keep their kids active. They love their kids. They don't want their kids to get hurt. You're starting to see some of these NFL players coming out and saying they don't want their child to play football. I don't know that we're going to get that radical that football's going to go away, but what are some of the things that we can look for down the road that you're starting to see on the horizon as far as protecting people and participant sports?
I think it's just greater awareness of concussions. That's the biggest thing. It's very hard to improve the equipment. I think we've kind of maxed out in terms of helmets and the pads and all that. I think the issue is just recognizing, like I said, that the vast majority of these concussions don't involve a loss of consciousness. And the fact that if you have any doubt whatsoever that these patients, that these kids and these athletes really should be held out of competition until they return to baseline, there should be a very, very low threshold for taking these kids out of competition, and then a very high threshold in terms of getting them back in. And so I think as we raise awareness that there'll be less consequences of these concussions down the road.
Now, you said baseline, and that's a term that maybe people aren't aware of, but that's just where their brain functions normally, maybe at the beginning of the season, right?
Yeah. So for instance, if someone has a head trauma of some sort and they develop these symptoms, These symptoms will typically involve headaches. It'll be a problem concentrating, problems reading, problems looking at computers, texting, doing homework. And you really want that athlete to have no headaches both at rest and during exertion. So you really want to make sure that this kid gets back to where he is at baseline, having no side effects, no headaches, both when he's at rest and when he's working out. And so that can take anywhere from a couple days to a couple weeks, and you have to make sure that that's achieved before they go back into competition.
Now, is it possible for all the high schools to give these kids baseline testing, or is that just expensive? I mean, what does it look like on a cost thing here?
That's very expensive. That's something which has not been proven to work. It's an option, but I don't think that's really feasible in terms of doing impact testing, it's called.
No, okay. So we really have to wait for the kid to just get hurt and then wait for him to come back and not exhibit symptoms. That's what you're recommending?
Yeah, I mean, you just need to have close observation, and when there's any question about a kid having a head trauma, that these patients should be pulled from competition, and then you really need to have them seen by a specialist in head trauma, and then they need to have a very high threshold for going back in. They have to be able to be at their baseline and have no symptoms, meaning no headaches, no trouble concentrating, when they're exerting, when they're back in competition, when they're doing homework in the classroom and such.
Rick, if a parent wants to get somebody over to you, or somebody wants to get more information on some of your cutting-edge brain cancer therapies, how do they find you?
They can just call our Department of Neurosurgery. The number is 305-689-2427. That's 305-689-2427, the Department of Neurosurgery.
Yeah, for the Jets fans, that number once again?
305-689-2427.
Listen, Rick, you've got a great sense of humor. You got a great set of hands. You got a great brain up there. Thank you for making your home in our community and making our community a better place to live, you and the rest of the UHealth doctors. Thank you so much.
All right, Jim, take care.
Okay, bye-bye. We'll be back after this short break. We're going to give you a full segment, Straight Shot of Jim. Stick with us. You're going to just love this. All the things I've learned at all the real estate conferences coming your way after this Oscar last time.
I don't know what you got, but you better take it easy. This place is hot. So glad you made it. So glad you made it. You gotta give me some love, yeah. Give me some love, yeah. Give me some love, yeah.
At the heart of medical breakthroughs are doctors who refuse to accept the status quo. There's one health system that supports their efforts like no other, providing an environment that encourages innovation and life-saving discoveries. That's why world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine practice here, literally transforming medicine as we know it. Our doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. And isn't that who you want taking care of you? We are UHealth, the University of Miami Health System, South Florida's most advanced medical care.
It's the time of year when everybody is getting excited for football. It's the draft pick's time to meet their new teammates. It's time for the veterans to again start running in the South Florida sun. It's your time to plan Sundays this fall. Are you ready? Well, we are, because Miami, it's our time. All tickets on sale now at Dolphins.com. Get the best seats at the best prices at Dolphins.com.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Yeah, this is Jim Fried. When you've been looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. Exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for an entire year. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are on, and we are on with our last segment. Our last segment is going to be a straight shot of Jim. And what we're going to do today is we're going to talk about what I've learned at the real estate conferences that I've been at over the last few weeks. Now, first of all, let's talk about new equity sources. There's new equity sources that are making themselves available. What's going on in real estate today is that all of the transitional wealth of the private families is beginning to move from first generation to second generation. What does that mean for real estate? Well, the lack of yield in other market sectors means that people that want to move the needle in their portfolio have to seriously look at real estate. And what the private investors have been doing over the past few years has been buying triple net deals, buying EFTs for real estate, buying REITs, public and private, and investing that way. It's not an effective way for them. What they found is that they're getting a bunch of losses and not being able to access the markets directly. So what they're looking to do is directly invest with sponsors. Now, if you've been listening to what I've been saying for the 4 years that I've been on the radio, what I do is seek out, as a talent scout, operating partners to invest our capital with. Now, I've got these operating partners. I'm investing my capital. All of the other high net worth investors want to join us. I'm now beginning to give them the opportunity, and I am finding good success. Open doors and people that are willing to listen. So if you're willing to invest your cash in your project, give me a call because I can help introduce you to some of the other high net worth investors that we're investing with today. Now let's talk a little bit about the multifamily land prices here around town in South Florida. A lot of the projects that I'm working on right now to do high-rise multifamily development are merely echoes of what happened in the last cycle. What does that mean as far as a view into the future? Well, there's a lot of sites that won't get made in this cycle, and they'll be available in the next cycle. Unfortunately, the landowners of those sites don't realize that what they own is a little bit obsolete, or maybe the value that it had in the last cycle isn't going to be achievable in the current cycle. So if you're holding out for condo pricing, don't hold your breath. If you haven't been called yet, you may not get a call. So if I call looking for an apartment site, you better pick up the phone and be flexible, because I got bankable guys that'll close that don't need big deposits from people overseas in order to get your project financed and closed. So that's about land prices and their impact on the market. Hospitality is a viable asset class. It's financeable. There's equity. There's seven different brands, literally, that are trying to get their flag onto Brickell, and there's not a spot for them to go. So what am I doing? I've got these wacky landowners that want to build the world's largest condo for a gazillion dollars. Well, I may not be able to make that work, but I may be able to make a project that's got a mixed-use approach work, as long as you're willing to give me the time and the energy to get the time and the ability to get the project properly permitted, pre-leased, and pre-sold. In today's world, people aren't taking risks on these huge, crazy mega projects in secondary locations. So you may think your land is worth that much. It may even plan out to be able to be that much. But if you go with some crackpot developer that doesn't have enough money to stick it all the way through, you're going to get stuck with your land being recycled for the next development cycle. What other things have I been learning about? Let's see. Hospitality. Industrial. Industrial is still hot. Industrial's hot today. It'll be hot tomorrow. It'll be hot forever. Why? Because industrial's not added at blocks and blocks of space, the way that a huge residential condo is. An industrial project, if the market stops, they stop building buildings. They have less expensive infrastructure. It makes good sense. And sometimes you can get just one tenant to take the whole building, and then you can figure out what their credit risk is on them. A condo, my goodness, there's so many things that can go wrong. I call big condos multi-cycle transactions. Why? Because there's odds on that if the project doesn't start as one of the first two or three in the development cycle, it may take too long to finish and you may miss the cycle entirely. You think I'm kidding? Look at Brickell Avenue in 2007. Now, retail. Retail continues to be hot, but there's not a lot of transactions. The retail guys I know have told me now that people have started calling them and seeing if they'll sell their deal or if they can help them with financing. They're not trying to sell them deals anymore. Why? Because they can't find any deals to list. There's nobody that's looking to sell their deal. If they did, they wouldn't know where to put the money. So there's a lot of stickiness in the real estate market. Even though there's a lot of debt, even though there's a lot of equity, there's not a lot of transactions because people will simply tell you, where am I going to put my money if I sell to you? The answer is you should invest it with me in new deals outside of the South Florida market, but we'll make that a topic for another discussion. Now, how can somebody find a job in real estate? Well, it's pretty much depends on how much you want to make, because if you need a salary, go look somewhere else. Unless you're real young and real cheap and willing to work almost strictly on commission, there's no job opportunities in real estate for you. You want to be a commercial real estate lender? Move out of state. You want to be a property manager? Lots of people are trying to do that because they can't make money otherwise. You're waiting to make a commission on a deal? Get in line, because even if you make a deal, most likely there's another person on the other side, and if you're working for one of the big companies, a huge team that you're going to have to feed. So young and cheap, there's jobs for you. Not so young and not so cheap, not so many jobs. And if you're looking for a real estate transaction, forget about it, as my buddy Vinny from New Jersey says, or maybe it was Vinny the Jets fan. I can't really remember. So now we're heading into the home stretch with Freed on Business, and I want to give you the main thing that I've been learning at these conferences. And what I've been learning at these conferences is it's still the golden rule. He who has the gold makes the rules. If you have some gold and you're willing to put it in your project, you can get financed. If you have some gold and you're willing to put it in other projects, people are going to beat a path to your door. It is still the time of smart capital, and smart capital is looking to find transactions together. Just like you'd ask your neighbor, who'd you go to get your stereo fixed or your house wired or your computer rewired in your house, the high net worth investors talk to each other to find out what service providers do you trust? Who's the smartest broker for this? Who's the best developer? Did this guy mess with you? Is his fees too high? Are you charging fees at all? I don't want to pay any fees. Will you take it on the back end? So the private investor is where it's at. The private investor is a great partner to have. We've got them. We're talking to them all the time. And if you're a private investor and you want to get in on some of our deals, give us a call. 305-854-5000, extension 222. Haven't said that a lot, but that's our phone number. Give us a call. But the real estate market is tightening up. It is strong. There are real estate transactions that are happening. You read about it in the paper with the increase in the construction market. These are things that are good, solid forecasting trends for real estate. Oscar, how much time do I have left? All right, we're going to start wrapping the show. We're going to start wrapping the show because I got a lot of people to thank. I want to start off by thanking the Miami Dolphins. Hot dang, man, I am so psyched when those Miami Dolphins ads start playing. And tonight at 8 o'clock, that's tonight, Thursday night at 8 o'clock, we're going to go watch the draft. And on a replay on Monday, you'll be able to know who the Dolphins took. And hopefully you'll be high-fiving, but I'm excited about the upcoming season. And we're excited and thrilled to have the Dolphins back on our show as sponsors. We're also thrilled to welcome back the University of Miami. We're going to sign up with them for another full year of sponsorship here on Freed on Business. Thank you so much to UHealth for getting the word out to help us make South Florida and the general world a better place. I want to thank the NFL alumni caring for kids. We talked about the Miami Dolphins. Social media 305 always giving us the high five. Our friends at Ackerman, thank you so much for allowing us to broadcast live from the Real Estate Summit. The Miami Marlins, we're going to be having some events out there. We're going to be getting some of the Marlins guys on the show talking about the business of baseball. Darn it, it's baseball. Go enjoy it, for crying out loud. My wife and I will be there Saturday. She loves to go get the food and walk around. The guys in the tight baseball outfits are just a plus. She doesn't know. She just knows how good they look. Thank you to the Aztec Group. Lauren's kids, you heard Lauren Book on here, doing God's work for everyone. Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. You Health, thank you again for renewing. And to you, our listeners, without you, we wouldn't even have a show. Please go to our Facebook page and like our show and tell your friends. Join our community. Johnny's always giving a high five for that. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. Tweet us at Jim Freed. Tweet Johnny at Freed on Business. Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. My YouTube stuff gets 1,000 hits on some of these things. Website, go join us. Contribute. If you missed the show, it's going to be replayed on Monday at 10, right, Johnny?
Absolutely.
All right. It'll be also up on our webpage as soon as Oscar gets it to me at www.freedonbusiness.com. This is Jim Freed for Freed on Business. Look for us next week on 880 AM at Thursday. We're going to have representatives from the Dolphins on talking about the new stadium improvements. We're going to have health and wellness. We're going to have business. We're going to have it all. So we'll see you at 5 next week on 880 AM, The Biz. Oscar, take us out.
Well, out of South Alabama, come a country boy. He said, I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a fool shooting boy. My name is Willie McCoy. But down at home, they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop-top Cadillac. Last week, he took all my money. And it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say, Jack, don't you know that you don't touch